Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
A few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are broadcasting live out of Jamestown, Virginia. We spent some time there this morning, and in the process we'll be going over to Yorktown and that of Williamsburg sometime today or tomorrow, to get a little more, to gather a little bit more information concerning our deep inquisition, concerning our Christian heritage. Now, what's interesting with all of that, friends, is this morning we were at Jamestown, and I think we were, for some time, the only ones there for at least about an hour that I noticed. And what was interesting is we went through some of the highlights of the museum. We talked to historian actors, Indians, the settlers, so on and so forth. And we talked to some of the women, and they showed us, you know, what it was like during that particular time. And then we moved it over to another area. And when we moved over into another area, there was three ships. One was the Explorer. Another one was the Discovery. Another one of the ships was called the Susan Constraint. That was the big one. We spent some time there talking with those people as well, asking 1,000 questions. And one of the things that was brought to my attention, unsolicited-like, was one of the historians over at the Explorer, I believe it was, that particular ship, which was one of the three ships that came over here, by the way, before the Mayflower Compact in 1620. This was in 1607. He brought up the point that one of the reasons that the settlers came over into America, which, by the way, they weren't called the Pilgrims. They were called the Saints, just for the record. And he, again, unsolicited-like, friends, just brought up to my attention that, you know, they came over here because they wanted to basically dig for gold, find silver, jewels, the minerals, so on and so forth in the earth, because much of it was about money concerning the reason as to why they came. Well, that's not the history that we receive, but what he did do is he piggybacked that conversation with the fact that our forefathers also came over here for our religious freedoms. And what's interesting about that is I have in front of me right now, and it's important that you understand how I'm going to lay out this premise, because, again, friends, today I have the opportunity of setting one of these historians straight to the point with asking him questions and laying out facts didn't fare very well with him. And it got to the point where I'd actually shared with everybody that was around listening to this historian. I said, he is sharing misinformation. It's clearly not true what he's telling us. And I'll get to that story in just a little bit. But what I want you to know, friends, is what I have in front of me right now concerning our forefathers and during the time that the first settlers, the first saints came over into what we know as the United States of America today. What was interesting to notice when I walked into, after the three ships that we visited, we walked into this fortified little town. And while we walked into this fortified little town, the first thing I noticed, and if you're on social media platforms, by the way, I want you to see this for your own selves with your own eyes as to what I'm about ready to share with you. If you'd like to check that out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or go to the top left side of that page for social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And by the way, if you want to call in, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. We're set up at Comrex or on Comrex out here in Williamsburg, Virginia, even now. And again, that number is 1-866-582-9933. If you'd add to, you'd like to do so, or you'd like to take away or contend, you're more than welcome to do that. Read Jude 3 and 4 when you get a moment, and you'll understand that we are commanded by God to contend for the faith. And that's exactly what we do here. And that's exactly what took place today in Jamestown. So without further belaboring my point and contact information, friends, let's go over to the very first thing that I seen in Jamestown. Now, the first thing I did is walked in because of the first thing that I noticed, friends, was a church in the heart of this little fortified city that was created when the settlers first came over into the United States of America. Remember everything that I'm showing to you right now, friends. When you first walked up to the front of the church, the first thing that you noticed, and I've highlighted this so many times, but I want you to see it for yourself. When I walked up to the front of the church, you'll notice on the left on social media platforms, you'll see one of the tablets of Exodus 20, where you will find God's moral law, which we are established on, called common law, ecclesiastical law, canon law, okay? Just so you can see for yourself that this is not far-fetched, and it will also explain as to why we've never had anybody call in and contend for the facts that I'm showing you right now, because facts are stubborn things. There's nothing to debate here. There's nothing to contend with, friends. It's right in front of our faces. Now, you'll notice on social media platforms, the first tablet of the Ten Commandments, and then the second thing you'll see is the Lord's Prayer, Our Father in heaven, our Father who art in heaven, holy is thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. You know the prayer. And then what you do is you look to the right of this moving with the film, and then you see a creed, a Catholic creed, by the way, Catholicism. The word Catholic means universal, and that's what was established during the beginning days, was their creed. But it aligns itself perfectly with Scripture, just so you know the time change and how things have been watered down to the point now where we have over 1,100 denominations in the Christian church, which counters Scripture. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10, that we're all supposed to have the same mind and the same judgment. And you can also put that up against Ephesians 4 as well, where there's one Lord, one faith, one God, one Spirit, so on and so forth. Not 1,100. Just, again, so you can understand what was brought into this country to establish it. Now, let me go back to this on social media platforms. If you look to the right side of that creed right here, you'll see the second tablet of the Ten Commandments, again, which is called common law. By the way, if you want to contend, please do 1-866-582-9933. Again, I'm just showing you what it was that the saints established when they landed here in 1607, okay? And there's no denying this, friends. It's right in front of your eyes right now. This film was just taken this morning so I could share with you. Now, what I also want you to see is on the way back outside of the church what I see. And I've made reference to this several times as well, as do I want you to see what it was that I filmed at Jamestown this morning.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBA.com. NOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We were just out in Jamestown. We are out on the East Coast right now in Williamsburg, Virginia, and we spent some time in Jamestown. We're preparing up and doing deeper inquisition concerning our Christian heritage. And today I just had the opportunity, believe it or not, to have a conversation with a historian, which I'm about ready to share with you in just a moment here, so much so where he had to be called out for his misinformation that he was giving to others. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Before I do that, I'm inside of this church in this fortified little city in Jamestown, and the first thing I noticed in the heart of the little city is a church. And as I walked up into the front of the church, the first thing I seen was the first five commandments of the Ten Commandments found in Exodus 20. The next thing I found was the Lord's Prayer, and then the next thing I found out was the church's creed, and then after that was the second tablet of the Ten Commandments. And what's interesting is that's the first thing that you see. It's right in front of you when you walk into that little fortified town in there in Jamestown. And what's interesting, on the way back, I want to take you over to social media platforms again, and I want you to see what I've seen on the way back out. This is on the back door on the way out of the church, and what it is Acts 2:38, where Peter said that we are to repent and be baptized, every one of us, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And as I seen that, I just thought, what is it that we as a people in this country don't understand? And so I'm walking outside of the town. As I walk outside of the town, we ended up going over and having a conversation with another historian. Now, they were already having a conversation, just for the record, and when I walked over there, I noticed questions were being asked about Christian heritage, and this historian was blatantly, brazenly being obstinate about those questions, where he was attempting to browbeat people into thinking the way that he wanted you to think, and only the way that he wanted you to think, and none other. And I looked at him, and I just, right away, I knew what I was dealing with. I was dealing with an antichrist, but the problem that I had was that he was a historian. He was at Jamestown. Folks, what they're doing is they're using individuals that don't know our history at all. And so the conversation goes on, and I just said, wait a second. I said, okay, so this was in 1607. That was before the Mayflower landed in Massachusetts in 1620. I said, so what was the whole idea? Asking a question is the answer I already knew. And the question that I proposed to him is, what was the whole reason that our forefathers came here in the first place? And he had said that they had hired a bunch of merchants, and they came over here because they wanted gold and they wanted silver, this, that, and the other thing. And I said, yeah, but beyond that, I said, it's my understanding clearly that our forefathers, they wanted to break away from the king that would not be ruled by God. He would have none of it. This guy would have none of it. And guys, I got to tell you, I was loving it. Because I knew this guy did not have the answers that anybody was looking for. I knew he was giving misinformation out every step of the way. And I asked him, I said, so why is it that our preamble start out acknowledging God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? I said, why is the slogan rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God? No, that's just not true. That's just not true, he said. And I'm thinking, okay. So all of a sudden, he ran out of answers. And I knew he was frustrated. And by the way, I stepped into this conversation, but I wasn't going to have the misinformation that he was giving anybody else. And there was a little group of people around us. And I took the time to turn around and tell the people there that what this historian is giving you right now is misinformation. It's totally, it's false. So what he did is he said, come on over here. And folks, I'm telling you. When I say he was obstinate, you could feel this guy a mile away. Anything to do with the Lord or Christian heritage, he was obstinate. He did not want anything to do with it whatsoever. So he brings me over across the field, over to another historian, really super cool guy. And he had said, can you share with these people concerning the history as to why they're there and how it had nothing to do with our forefathers breaking away from a king that would not be ruled by God. And I knew his intent. He wanted to, again, he wanted someone that knew more than he did to browbeat me. So we went over and started talking, having a conversation with this guy in Jamestown as well. Again, I said he's a super cool guy, but I listened to him for just a couple minutes, and I said, guy, I said, I just got to tell you, there's a whole lot of conjecture going on here. And really, when you see people that are talking conjecture in the sense that the points that they were trying to make were conflicting with each other, it means they were trying to explain something that they themselves didn't understand. And again, keep in mind, this guy was cool. But remember also, Mr. Obstinate was to the right of me. And so what I did is I just brought up, I said, hey, guys, I got a question for you. You all aware of the Mayflower Compact? And Mr. Obstinate said to me right away, he said, oh, do you have that online? I said, yes. Are you suggesting in so many words that this is invalid? And he couldn't answer that, of course. And I said, when you take the time to read the Mayflower Compact, Mr. Historian, it does nothing but smack of the pulpit. Mr. Obstinate didn't want anything to do with it. And the guy that was in front of me that was giving me a lot of conjecture, conflicting messages, he agreed with what I said. So what I was doing was proposing questions and making points that they were never given concerning the history of America. Do you understand Americans and American Christians, Christian Americans, do you understand why it's so important that you know your history? Okay? It gets better. So all of a sudden we're having this conversation. So the conversation went from the cool historian back over to me. And then what I did is I brought up the Declaration of Independence, the seedbed to American government, which precedes the U.S. Constitution. And I said to him, I said, well, it does tell us that we receive our rights, our certain inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, does it not? I said, it does tell us of the laws of nature and nature's God, does it not? And I said, wasn't it our forefathers? Three quarters of this documentation that we all have access to in America, 3/4 of it was our forefathers throwing up a tyrant that would not be ruled by God. Mr. Obstinate, he's knocking his knees together. He's gnashing at his teeth. He is angry with Bradley Dean. Then I said, furthermore, I said, our forefathers, what did they do? They sought the supreme judge of the world. That's in the Constitution. I'm sorry, in the U.S. Declaration of Independence. And I said, they also sought out divine providence for protection. Mr. Obstinate, the historian at Jamestown, says to me, that's not in the Declaration of Independence. Folks, this is what he said to me. And it was interesting because everybody was around the circle, and I knew Mr. Obstinate already lost. He wasn't teaching history. He was indoctrinating according to the way he was taught to indoctrinate. And furthermore, his heart was obstinate to the things of God. So therefore, law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the obstinate one, grace to the cool guy. Once I brought up the Declaration of Independence and talked about the end of the the U.S. Constitution and how it ends in the year of our Lord, 1787. I said, isn't it also interesting those that serve we the people put their hands on the Bible before serving we the people? Then Mr. Obstinate piped up and said, not everybody. Not everybody. I said, well, when you go to Arlington Cemetery, what kind of crosses do you see above the heads of our forefathers? I said, they're Christian crosses, aren't they? I said, the Lord's fingerprints are all over everything that we are as a country, like it or not. And then he started talking about, well, you can come over here for the freedom of religion. I said, yeah, you can come over here because everyone's afforded asylum in America. That's what it was established to do. But they're still to fall under the umbrella of the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Read your state preambles. And then one guy said, well, this isn't a theocracy. And I said, well, that's not what Samuel Adams said. And I said, furthermore, if you look at the history of any nation, it is a theocracy. Someone's going to rule the roost. And what did it, by the way, speaking of which, what did our friend Robert Winthrop say? He was the guy that said, man in a word must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or a power without them, either by the word of God or the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or the bayonet. Oh, my goodness. There's no denying who we are. And, yes, every country is a theocracy because somebody's calling the shot. It just depends upon whom the people are going to submit themselves to, the arm of the flesh or a just and a holy God. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. Our time out at the historian walking out in the conversation that we had in Jamestown, Virginia. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California teenager, the subject of an Amber Alert, was killed in a shootout between her father and accused abductor and the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department in the Southern California desert community of Victorville. It's still unclear if deputies or the father shot Savannah Graziano as she ran towards deputies during the firefight. Forecasters say Hurricane Ian has become an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm as it approaches Florida's west coast. Governor Ron DeSantis.
on shore, and then it's going to kind of slow to a crawl. Yes, it will weaken, but it will just plod along. What that's going to do, that's going to dump massive amounts of rain.
Sirhan Sirhan, who assassinated presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968, is asking a judge on Wednesday to free him from prison by reversing California Governor Gavin Newsom's denial of his parole earlier this year. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Okay, so what I want to do now is I want to show you some film of our friend that decided to walk away in haste because he didn't get away with misleading the people. And I got to tell you, when I'm in Jamestown, of all places, because the majority of the people here know exactly what they're talking about, but in this particular case, they had an individual, a historian there that was working there, that was misleading the American people as to what their heritage was. That's why it's important that we got to dig in a little bit deeper, friends, than what we're told. Let me remind you, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, 250 years later. Only the Lord can do that. When I say that the Lord's fingerprints are all over who we are as a people, I'm not kidding you when I say that. Now, when I'm in Jamestown, I expect people to tell me what I need to know and what the truth of the matter is. You know, when I'm talking to Mr. Obstinate, and he's going to have no more of what we're talking about when we're making reference to the Declaration of Independence and our founding documents, there's something wrong. There's something wrong because I could back up what I was saying, and he couldn't back up a thing. And what do you think his retort was, friends? His only retort was to say, I'm not going to listen to this anymore, and he walked away. Now, I'm going to make another point in just a moment here, but I want you to see this, and it's at a distance. But this is our friend who got up and walked away because he wasn't going to listen to the fact that, yes, indeed, we were established as a Christian nation. And here now, I got to rewind it again. If you're on social media platforms, you got to look right in this area right here because he was walking away like an angry little boy that just got smacked down with the newspaper, okay? He's right here. You just walk by, and you'll see him walk by again. And I'll tell you what, folks, he offended me to no end. He offended me to no end in the sense that he was not doing his due diligence as a historian should in giving information and facts that he should be giving to the people in any sense of the word. So I had to film him walking away again because that's their only retort. And I'm sure if he could have called me a couple names, he would have probably did that. But there's a difference between me and him. There's a difference between people that really know who we are and where we came from. They don't have to run. They're emboldened. They're established in knowledge and wisdom that our forefathers gave unto us because it's still all there to basically drink in, for a better way of saying it, to learn. And we're never beyond learning, friends. But the lesson here, friends, was is my kids and other people that were in that circle that day learned the importance of understanding who we were, because I guarantee you 9 times out of 10, he wasn't going to be challenged by any of these professed Christians that were in the circle. Now, let me go fast forward really quick. So it was time for lunch. We walked around Jamestown for about an hour and a half. Some of the people that were actually standing there during this little contentious debate between me and Mr. Obstinate and the cool guy, they were standing there. So when we walked into the lunchroom, I seen two of the people that were standing right next to me. And I looked at them and I said, you do know that he was spewing out misinformation. You know what both of them said? Just like the majority of the American people, they said when we were there and I was contending with this guy in his debate, because there was no debate on my end, I had solid answers. He had none. They said absolutely nothing when we were there. They were waiting for somebody to stand up and give it back to this guy because they knew this guy didn't know what he was talking about. So going back to the cafe, I said, you knew that he was spewing out misinformation, did you not? And they said, yeah, we knew that he was spewing out misinformation. And again, the first thing that came to my aid is, then why didn't you say something? See, this is why and how the bad guys get away with what the bad guys get away with. Because the American people are not armed with knowledge. They don't have the law of truth in their mouth. Malachi 2:6. People are being destroyed for the lack of knowledge in this country because nobody has the knowledge and wisdom to stand up against these that are misinforming the up-and-coming generation. Don't you think that's why we're in the position that we're in today? Yeah, I do too. We're in the position that we're in today because people have not taken the time to say thank you to those that fought, bled, and in many cases died fighting off tyrants in other countries that you are now submitting to. If you think an intelligent people, a wise people, a knowledgeable people would put up with what they're seeing in their government today, let me go back to that. Let me take a step back and first go to the church. Do you think a people that knew the Word of God, do you think that they would put up with what they see in the pulpits in America today? Absolutely not. And again, wasn't it John Adams that said the church is called to be the moral compass of society? He said when that goes, everything else goes. That's why we have corruption in government. It first falls to the foot of the church as the responsible party for what we see in government. And I got to tell you, friends, after literally speaking 2,500 times publicly, to 3,000 times publicly, somewhere in that window, yep, I lost count. I got to tell you, this message has been given to the people across this country over and over and over again, only to return to see them acting the same way it was before we got there the very first time. See, they want to play the game. And see, the problem that we have here is our kids are going to fall to this if we don't take up and do our due diligence and study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's 2 Timothy 2:15. We're supposed to know that the first prerequisite that Jesus laid out to us besides denying yourself and taking up your cross was to know his doctrine. We're to feed in the word of God, friends, until the only thing that comes out of us is what is inside of us. Out of our belly will flow rivers of living waters. And first the cross, Galatians 2:20. And what is it? I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You know, I think of them, John and Peter, in the book of Acts, how they were unlearned and ignorant men in Acts 4:13, and how the smart people looked at them. I just want to make sure we're talking from the heart when I'm talking about our testimony, which is the gift of prophecy. I want to make sure that people understand that God speaks to the heart and not the head, because it was the Pharisees, the smart people of the day, that rejected Christ. See, they're so smart, friends, just like these historians, the Pharisees of the day, those in the pulpits in America today for a good portion of them, and those politicians, which a majority of them are what? Retired attorneys, or they're active attorneys. See, they're so smart, and they got all these accreditations, but see, the problem is they don't know how to tell the truth. And the reason they don't know how to tell the truth is either because they're at war with the truth, it's a war that they're going to lose, or it's because they're ignorant of the truth, but they still hold to their obstinate ways because they don't want to be ruled by God, hence which gives us the definition of what? Idolatry. Americans, we're in the position right now that we're in because people sit in circles listening to these people give us misinformation. From the historians in Jamestown, just a couple, not all of them, to the useful idiots in the mainstream media, to corrupt politicians, which falls to the front door of the American church. It's all because of lack of knowledge, folks. And we can't give way to it any longer. So I got to tell you, when I had the opportunity to basically confront the situation for what it was today, I rejoiced in the fact that I had the opportunity to be there to confront this historian. I'm so thankful that I took film so I could show you first and foremost, just in Jamestown alone, as to who you are and where it is that you came from. Don't get me wrong. The whole reason our forefathers left, friends, and I'm talking about the Church of England, is because they seen it was a state-run church. They understood that during this particular time that man was calling the shots because somehow or another, the king had this hereditary fall to the throne, and somehow or another, he was looked at as God and the king all in one. Well, our forefathers up and coming 100 years later, after those that established the settlements on the East Coast, namely in Jamestown today, it's interesting that they would have nothing to do with the criminal king who wasn't fit to be a king or a prince over anybody, said our forefathers, because he was nothing short of a tyrant. That's what our forefathers taught us. And what did they come up with? Well, they came up with something called the Mayflower Compact. And can I remind everybody watching right now and listening right now, this was the first thing that I brought up to this historian that was obstinate with me, was the Mayflower Compact. I said, well, where does the Mayflower Compact fit in there? Well, he already ran out of what he thought he knew. He already ran out of, okay, so what am I supposed to say to this question? I've never had anybody tell me this before. Well, folks, I can tell you. In 1620, okay, this is 13 years after our forefathers, the saints, dropped themselves off in Jamestown on the East Coast in Virginia. The 1620 agreement was first called the Mayflower Compact in 1793. And I want you to understand it was the first legal instrument that bound the saints together when they arrived in your backyard. I'm going to read it for you when we get back. It's very short. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Williamsburg, Virginia, and we're doing due diligence here. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, top left side of the page, social media platforms. Also go to beforeitsnews.com. Pretty quiet today, but there's a lot of activity going on social media platforms. I totally appreciate it. A lot of information given out. I totally understand. I had some friends just telling me they were just here a week, 2 weeks ago. So with that said, if you want to add to the conversation, please do. I want you to hear this again because it was actually, and I want you to listen to this quote, because it was Woodrow Wilson. Yes, he said this. And by the way, I've been to his house in Washington, D.C. He wasn't there, of course. But he had a Bible on his headboard of his bed. And did you know that President Woodrow Wilson really honestly and truly and sincerely believed that he was appointed by God to become the president of the United States? And look at the damage that he did to America. And what's interesting is he acknowledged the damage that he did after the fact, which is not an excuse as to why he did it. I'm just giving you a little background as to what I know about the guy. But President Woodrow Wilson said, "A nation which does not remember what it was yesterday and does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do. We are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we have come from or what we've been about." And it's so important that we bring this information to you. And I'm so thankful, again, for the opportunity of actually having a historian there just to test his steel. And he understood that he didn't have steel on, folks. He had a wooden blunt sword when, in fact, I had the facts. And it wasn't a personal deal on my front. It was a personal deal on his front. Mine was to correct, to instruct, to teach in the ways of righteousness. And even when I gave him facts, he just denounced it. I mean, guys, it went so far as to, even my wife got into it a little bit and said, why do you think George Washington actually established the First Amendment along with Fisher Ames? What was the whole purpose? It was for freedom of religion. By the way, freedom of religion under the Christian umbrella, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Wesleyans, the Faithers, the list goes on. It was under the Christian umbrella, okay? You had other denominations. It wasn't foreign gods that were being worshipped in America. Foreigners today have been afforded asylum in America, but it still means that when they come here, that they submit to the God that we serve according to common law. They can't come in here and create their own laws, friends. No, they abide by our laws. And we're seeing that being shaken right now as well. We see Muslims coming into the country wanting to establish their own lawful jurisdiction within the United States of America. Well, guess what, folks? That's a big, huge no-no. And that's happening because the American people have forgotten the information that I'm giving you even now. I'm going to take this call really quick from Colorado. I have Chad calling in, and then I'm going to get to the Mayflower Compact, which I brought up in this conversation, which completely shut down our little obstinate historian in Jamestown today. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Chad. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that I really appreciate what you're talking about, and I've been listening to you for about, I'd say about halfway into that pandemic about a year ago. And I start listening to you every night on 1360. And then I've really been learning about how we've been indoctrinated and brainwashed. And I'm not sure why, but your show today is really resonating with me.
Well, amen. Well, again, I think it helps people put their feet back on the rock of their salvation. And this information is so far out of the people's minds, it's out of sight and out of mind. And oftentimes we have to keep it in front of us. And if we fail to do that, well, guess what? They're going to get away with the things they get away with because of the short memories of the American people. And it's a warfare that we must be diligent about. It was Thomas Jefferson, third president of the United States of America, that said, the price of our liberty is eternal vigilance. We must be on guard all the time. And again, keep our history in front of us so we don't lose what it is that we have today, my friend.
Yes, yeah.
So I appreciate it. And by the way, Chad, I did want to let you know that we're having talks right now with 1360 KHNC out in Colorado in your backyard even now. And hopefully we're going to be in your backyard again up and coming shortly there doing another event. And by the way, if you want to check us out real quick, friends, go over to our schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We've got four dates set up in Michigan next month. We're looking to South Dakota. We're going back and forth with South Dakota, Montana, and Denver right now. So if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now let me get back to this in closing the show out today. This was the first legal document. This was established in 1620. 13 years after the settlers, the Saints came in and settled in Jamestown. Your town will be a whole different story tomorrow. Williamsburg will be a whole different story the next day, whatever order we go in. But these are the things that we know as the facts. And as our friend just said from Colorado, this resonates. Yes, because it puts your feet, it begins to show you their sure footing as to who we are. And if you don't know that history, you're always wondering. You're always in the air. You're always slip-sliding in the wind of every man's doctrine, Ephesians 14, not knowing which direction to go. But when you know who you are, you know where you came from, you know what your forefathers established, you know what Christ established through his word, through our forefathers, I'll tell you what, it's very sound. And sound defines out in Webster's 1828 as being without error. It's a great place to be, friends. Now, let me get back over to the Mayflower Compact. This was the first agreement. It was a legal instrument that bound the saints and the pilgrims, as many called them or knew them to be, when they arrived in Jamestown, New England, the East Coast, Massachusetts, The list goes on. It goes all the way to Boston, New York, friends. Matter of fact, our first federal government was established in New York. That's a different show. But let me read this to you really quick. This was the first thing that I brought up to our obstinate friends in Jamestown, the historian today. I said, you had talked about the fact that we're not a Christian nation, but I said, have you taken the time to read the text of the Mayflower Compact? Had nothing to do with it. Had nothing to do with it. Then he says to me, would you get that offline? Again, trying to invalidate my point. And I said, yeah, I do have it. I have it in my hand right now. What does that have to do with anything? It's factual. It's documented. And we know it's true. And, of course, he didn't know what to say to this. This, again, is a historian in that of Jamestown, Virginia, who should have knew better. So I said to the cool guy that was a historian as well, I said, have you taken the time to read the Mayflower Compact? He was aware of the Mayflower Compact. I said, that's at the same time era that you two are talking about when the pilgrims, as you called them, first came over here. I said, it does nothing but smack of the pulpit. And I said, just take the time to read it. It's real short. And this is what it says. You ready for this, folks? This is the declaration, per se, of our forefathers who established the Declaration of Independence. This was their preamble. Okay? The way the Declaration of Independence is called the preamble to the Constitution, this is the preamble to our forefathers. Now listen to this. In the name of God, amen. That's how it starts out. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by the grace of God, Ephesians 2:8, of Great Britain, France, Ireland, King, defender of what? The defender of the faith. The faith of who? Christians. Having undertaken for the glory of God an advancement of the Christian faith, this is what it says, in honor of our king and country. Who did they honor first? God in Christ, in our faith. In the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia. Do these and present solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic, for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such and just equal laws. Under who? To the glory of God. They're talking about constituting and framing just laws. That's common law. That's the Torah. Ordinances, acts, and constitutions, and offices from time to time, as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the good of the colonies, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. Who's there all due submission and obedience to? God the Father, Christ, because that's their faith. In witness whereof we have hereunder subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the year of the reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, and the Scotland, the 54th, Anno Domini 1620. What do you say? Amen.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.